Now, looking after your health is something kind of a bit of a daunting task if you're not knowing what to look for, or even if you what you should be looking for. And so we have monthly chats with doctors to chat about what's important in a community. This morning, we are joined by Dr. Michael Rutledge to discuss diabetes. So welcome back, Dr. Rutledge.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about diabetes, and for people who might not even know what diabetes is, let's start off there, doctor.
Great place to start. There's a couple of different conditions that we use the title diabetes for, but when people think diabetes, the most common one that we're talking about is diabetes mellitus, which refers to a condition where sugar levels go up, and that can be for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons is that the body doesn't produce insulin properly, which enables the body to reduce and maintain sugar levels in the blood where they should be. Another form of diabetes, which is the more common one, in fact, is when the body produces insulin, but the cells can't utilize that insulin properly. So again, the problem is that you get elevated sugar levels in your blood.
Okay, pretty straightforward there. So, I mean, well, diabetes is not good for people. I mean, how do you know how to get tested?
You know, everybody should be aware of diabetes. It's common enough in Manitoba that I suspect a lot of folks know people, either whether they have it themselves or they know somebody who's been impacted by diabetes. Diabetes rates in Manitoba tend to be amongst the highest in Canada, and particularly with our First Nation communities, we see elevated rates of diabetes. So everybody should be aware. Again, the common kind that we see where the insulin, people producing insulin doesn't work quite as well, that tends to happen a bit later in middle adulthood, but people can get symptoms as children. That's less common. So the bottom line is that if people aren't feeling well, they should talk to their doctor. If they have a family history or they are concerned about diabetes, they should talk to their doctor about that. But we do recommend that everybody, once they become 40, get screened for diabetes to make sure we're catching anybody who has, in particular, the type 2 diabetes that is common that we're looking for.
Right. Now, say somebody is going to the doctor, their Dr. Rutledge, and do people have to specifically ask to screen for diabetes, or is this part of like a regular wellness checkup?
It's never a bad idea, particularly if people have questions or concerns, to go ahead and ask your doctor about it. Most doctors will, once people are 40, bring it up and say that, because it is part of routine care. So once people turn 40, once they get over 40, then that's where we start to screen everybody for diabetes. So that will be something that will be part of routine care.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also mentioned like some kids as well might develop it. I mean, how do you know? Do you still get testing at 40 years old?
Well, so with kids, oftentimes we won't screen everybody, and that's where symptoms come in. And also if there's risk factors. So again, If you have a history, or you've got concerns, particularly for your family, maybe that you want to get screened, again, talking to your doctor about that is never a bad idea. Again, it's uncommon for people, you know, when they're young adults or when they're children, but they can develop diabetes and they can develop symptoms that your doctor can diagnose. So if you just have questions, ask away. And if you're having symptoms that are unusual, oftentimes, for example, people will be going to the bathroom to pee a lot more often. Maybe they're losing weight, not feeling well, stomach pains. It's not overly specific, but if you have symptoms that you're not used to, again, talking to your doctor is always a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So let's say somebody goes out and gets tested and they do get a result. What does that necessarily mean for people?
Yeah. So if you're diagnosed, and there's a couple of different diagnoses that you can get. So in people whose sugars are perfectly normal, then they don't have diabetes. People who have quite elevated sugars will be diagnosed with diabetes. There's also a pre-diabetes phase where the sugars are in between. Bottom line is that if you do have diabetes, or even if you have pre-diabetes, your doctor is going to talk to you about different things that you can do. And that there's a whole range of things, depending on your on the assessment for you, how high your sugars are, other risk factors that you might have. So certainly daily things that you can do, make sure you're getting lots of physical activity as much as you can. Mm. Eat as well as you can with a good balanced diet and avoiding, you know, foods that have really high in simple sugars, getting lots of sleep. Those daily things that everybody can do, whether you have diabetes or not, and that will help prevent diabetes. Right. If you do end up having diabetes that needs to get treated, for example, there's medications that can bring your sugars down, and also medications that can treat other conditions that are associated with diabetes, like high blood pressure. And the reason we're so concerned about diabetes is that there's a lot of serious complications that can happen later in life.
Right.
And that's a lot of why we do want to be aggressive with treating it.
Yeah, getting tested at 40. Now, you're talking a lot about symptoms here. What are some of the symptoms? And when you get some of those symptoms, are there any more that we should be, any one more symptoms that we should be looking out for more than another, per se?
One of the challenges with diabetes, is, and particularly with type 2 diabetes, oftentimes is that there isn't a lot of symptoms, in fact, actually. And so that's why the screening when you become 40 is important. Oftentimes people will find out that their diabetes with a blood test from seeing their doctor, and they didn't know because they really weren't feeling a lot of symptoms. Again, when you have really high sugars, the symptoms you can get, you're peeing a lot. You might be losing weight. You might be having some stomach pains. Again, they're fairly non-specific, so it's not really easy to tell. So again, the important thing, if you have a family history, get checked. And when you're 40, get checked for sure.
Mm-hmm. But of course, preventative measures are always one of the best measures to help against diabetes, correct?
Absolutely. And again, diabetes really is impactful because it can cause heart attacks. It can cause strokes. It can cause kidney disease where your kidneys stop working. And we're really trying, we see high rates of these in Manitoba that we really want to prevent. So it's important that people are getting their diabetes managed. And it can be tough because, you know, life is busy. And oftentimes in the early parts of diabetes, you know, you're feeling fairly well. And you're taking these medications. Mm-hmm. You're kind of wondering if you need to. Do I really need to get screened? You know, I'm feeling okay. Problem is that diabetes can sneak up on you. And if you don't manage it properly through the years, that's when you start to get into complications that can be very debilitating and cause death. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that people get screened, people get diagnosed. And if you do get diagnosed, that you really follow your doctor's instructions, which again, you know, can be hard because you have to follow those for years and years, but it's really important, because it really does prevent some really serious outcomes.
So it sounds like once you get diabetes, you have it for life, and there's no way getting rid of it, and there's only just preventative measures to help you not to get really sick. Is that correct?
Generally speaking, there are some people who, once they're diagnosed, if you make really a lot of changes in terms of some of the preventative lifestyle steps that we talked about in terms of being active, losing mm-hmm. weight, you know, maintaining a good diet, your sugars can go back to normal without the treatment. It really depends on the person to person. It depends on their own diabetes and their own risk factors. So I wouldn't say you really get cured. Your sugars can return back to normal
yes.
without medication sometimes. But for most people, it's a lifelong condition that they're going to be taking medications and having to monitor.
Well, thank you so much for all this information, Dr. Rutledge. Thank you for all the information on diabetes. And we'll look forward to another chat next month.